time for Live and Direct, thanks to NZ On Air Music. Good God!
Powernap is the musical project of Chris Cubby. He was formerly in Golden Axe. But Chris and his Powernap guys have been a familiar face on Auckland's music scene for a while now. And Chris recently released an EP called Being Cool Is Easy and joins us in studio to perform it live. I'm just going to sort out the microphones and make sure that it's pumping very loudly in studio. And then we'll get to it.
Power.
PowerNet performing live in the 95BFM studio for Live and Direct, brought to you with help from NZ-ONE Music, Chris Cubby, who is PowerNet, the mastermind behind, joins us at the mic that doesn't have reverb on it. That was great, Chris.
Thank you very much.
What were the name of those two tracks?
All right. The first one was called Rare Air, mm-hmm. and the second one was called Being Cool Is Easy.
Yep. The name of your two-track EP that you just released.
That is correct.
And I know a lot of people were waiting for some PowerNet tracks.
Yeah, it's been a little while.
It's been, what, 5 years?
On and off. Like, I managed to, between official releases, like non-mixtapes, non-remixes, non-putting music out on the other pseudonyms like Airwalk or something, I managed to spend exactly 5 years between EPs, which is extremely shameful and no one should ever do that.
No, I mean, not...
But I have played a ton of shows.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's you've definitely been honing the craft.
Mm.
How have all of those live performances influenced the way that your recorded stuff turns out?
You start with a thing, and I love playing live because you get to test stuff out and kind of bring the songs back and tweak them up until the point where you can't really tweak them anymore, and that's when I put out the music.
Mm.
I used to do it the other way, where I'd with Golden Axe stuff, where I'd write the songs, record them, and then put them out and play them live. But with that way, all the songs would be played 10 times faster when we play them live.
Yeah. And what were you doing before Golden Axe?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, that was a while ago. I was doing absolutely nothing. In the early 2000s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely nothing.
Pretty much. I was fiddling around on the 4-track.
Okay.
4-track cassette recorder.
Yep.
Yep.
I was trying to think of my favourite PowerNet performances today, and two came to mind. One was at, I can't remember the name of the festival we played.
It's a Cranophonium.
No. The one just out of Wellington that Nathan
Now Festival.
Now Festival.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think I packed, was it Now Fest? I packed down all my stuff, just played, and then like went straight to the deck stage.
Literally a deck.
Which was a deck at this house in the middle of nowhere on the East Coast.
But it had
and
like
you
a.
Slayed it. It was so good.
That was about 2 years ago. It had a like a. Did it have like a tiki bar on the deck though? It was like it was like an actual deck of somebody's house.
Yeah.
But with a tiki bar.
And about 150 people.
Yeah.
Having fun.
Yeah, that was great.
And then the other one was.
I think Cave Circles played after me.
Yes.
It's really good.
And that was really good too. And the other one was when I got you to perform at the first Psych Fest, and you played after Bad Energy.
Oh, shit. Really?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
It was a few years ago now.
Yeah.
I just remember, and all of Whammy was dancing, and I was like, this is fucking great. Like,
great. That's, I totally don't remember playing with Bad Energy, so I've clearly played too many shows around here. But yeah, in terms of that, actually, I kind of don't really have anything coming up. I'm just going to, it was quite good to put out some new music, so I reckon I'm just going to keep on working on stuff and actually finish these 95% songs, 95% finished songs, and get some more stuff out.
Good.
Yeah.
Can you describe the room that you make all your music in?
Well, at the moment, I live in a tiny little apartment in the middle of town, actually just a few minutes walk away from the studio, which makes things very convenient. Mm. And there's kind of like, it clearly used to be a deck again. So, but this is like at some point it had been glassed in. So there's like this kind of really kind of narrow little, it's a sunroom area instead of a deck. And I've got these shelves and all my gear's kind of like stacked up on these multi-level shelves. And I've got my music gear, which I set up and play in front of that. So I've got like all the laptop and the little music interface and things there. And it's very compact, but it does the job.
Mm.
Yeah.
You had Lil Stiffy. Did he mix and master or just master?
Shout out Lil Stiffy.
Yeah.
Hope you're doing good in Tokyo right now. He mastered and helped with the mixing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was some, you said he was very thorough.
He doesn't fuck around, that guy. He is a total pro.
Yeah.
And he's got his eye on the ball.
Yes.
Yeah.
What were some of the feedback or what were some of the things he tweaked?
There was a good amount of time spent on making sure that the tracks had maximum impact.
Ah, yes. Cool.
Yep.
How did you do that? How did the tracks get maximum?
I don't know. And I don't know who he is either. He's like just this enigma. But yeah. I sent him an email and he kindly got back to me.
Good.
Yep.
Bless. You're an illustrator as well.
Yeah.
You've been an arts coordinator in the past, worn many hats. But I was wondering, like, what was your upbringing like? How creative was it? Did you come to this yourself, like the arts and the music, did your parents kind of help you show you the world?
That's a good question. I grew up in Beach Haven and like as a kid in the early 80s, so it was I'm getting a bit long in the tooth, and I kind of remember that there wasn't really much of a like anything like arts stuff. Like I could tune into BFM and that was awesome as a teenager, and I can tune into Max TV and that was awesome, and you'd have to like buy zines and comic books and things like that to get kind of a window into the world. I think that I don't come from an arts family at all. My family are cool, but they're totally not, that's not the move there. But my parents were really, they would just let me bring home anything and like totally were very tolerant with like listening to like, you know, insane noise music or something like pumping from the 16-year-old's bedroom or something. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm very grateful for that.
Oh, that's so great.
Yeah.
Before we get into the final song, can we just talk about the gear that you've brought along with?
Yep. Yes.
As well.
Cool.
Yeah. What have we got? You've got the Yamaha.
Yeah, I've got a Yamaha PSR6. I've been playing the Yamaha PSR6 since approximately 2003, mm-hmm. When I started with Golden Axe.
Are they lyric sellotape to the right hand side of it, or are they what's going on there?
Yeah, I think I've got like a rap song which I've never actually rapped live, and I'm not going to do it tonight either. that was a rap song for me to sing over the top of a remix for the Ghost Wave that I did, mm-hmm. in case I was ever going to do it live. Lots of old lyrics, lots of old set lists, and there's some lights, and there's a lot of masking tape and stickers. I've used this keyboard. It's not like a flash jazz keyboard. It's a kind of real simple one. It's just got 100 preset sounds, and I've been using it for like over 15 years, so I've got a very good knowledge of the 100 sounds.
Yep. Favorite sounds
and kind of how to make this kind of keyboard sound cool. And I check it, and then I've got like distortion pedal, a couple of zoom units. I only use the highest quality gear.
Yeah. That's the HM2, right?
I've got zoom. Oh yeah, I've got the HM2. Yeah. Yep. Yeah, that's really good. It makes the synth sound mean as.
Which is the pedal that people who like to make black metal adore.
Yeah, apparently. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, but like when I started using it, I just made the sax sound on this keyboard sound grungy as. So yeah, because I was probably trying to sound like Lightning Bolt or something back then. So yeah. It really did the trick.
That might have been the first time I ever saw you perform. I bust up to see Lightning Bolt.
Oh yeah, yeah. Yeah, awesome.
It was great.
Amazing show.
Yes.
And I've got a Behringer digital delay.
Yep.
And actually I've got a kind of nice little mixing unit that Disaster Radio recommended. I get the Yamaha, some kind of Yamaha little mixing unit. They never break.
Good.
And they've got little built-in compressors for you nerds out there.
And what's getting very nerdy, it seems like everyone in Auckland has a... Oh, no.
Oh, yeah, sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off.
No.
But the other weapons in my arsenal... two phones.
Yep.
I've got a sampler on one of the phones. I was going to buy a sampler, but then I was like, oh, maybe I'll look to see if there's an app. And there was.
Yep.
And then I've got an older phone, which I was going to solder together a waveform generator. And then I was like, oh, I wonder if there's an app.
And there was.
And yeah, theremin app. Yeah. So I chucked that through delay.
Very good. I was just going to say...
What was your question?
Oh, I was more... No, I'm glad that you've got a Yamaha mixing desk, because it seems like every single person in Auckland has a Behringer mixing desk, but they have a specific power supply that nobody knows where to buy.
I had a Wharfdale... Golden Axe used to have Wharfdale mixing desks because they're the cheapest.
Yep.
And sometimes you can find them in like cash converters and stuff, brand new, but cheaper. And yeah, nothing is worse than arriving in a different city and then discovering that your really specific power supply is still in Auckland.
Yep.
Yeah.
So good to see you got the Yamaha.
And that's the kind of info that musicians never talk about in interviews.
No.
But it's really important.
Yes. Gosh. Well, we've got one more track from Chris. What's it going to be and what's it about?
Well, I'm going to play Lunalon, which is the second single from the Being Cool Is Easy EP. This one was inspired by a very lonely New Year's Eve that I spent a couple of years ago watching late night TV.
Okay.
And I'm just going to move over next to the keyboard.
Yes, and we'll move the microphones in and get everything sorted. Give us a moment. PowerNet performing live in the 95BFM studio. Thank you again, Chris. Give us a few moments and we'll fire it up.
I'm going to give you a little advice. There's a force in the universe that makes things happen. All you have to do is get in touch with it. Stop thinking. Let things happen. Be the moment.
That was Live and Direct, thanks to NZ On Air Music.